Before this starts, I would like to say this real quick. If you are wondering if I'm using a voice filter, no. And I will leave a link to a video proving that I am not using a voice filter. After you watch the video and you still say that my voice is fake and I'm using a voice filter, hey, you're getting blocked. Anyway, enjoy the content. Learn to heal properly, or you may find your old wounds bleeding into your present. I have to look deep inside myself here to really see these wounds that need to be healed. Here goes nothing. I see. What can I say to you? Hurry up! You're wasting my time! My old self, who has been through so much in life, when I look at you, I see a man who has been wounded. A man with a heart that was filled with gold. With a heart that is now filled with anger, sadness, regret. A man who has been bullied when he was a boy, who was treated a certain way because of his skin color, who believed that he would grow up to be nothing. An innocent boy who was infected by the negativity of this world. A man whose kindness was taken for granted. A man who does not want to be hurt again. A man who just wants to be treated like a human being. A man who wants to be understood. You have held on to the anger, to the pain, for so long. How long is this speech gonna last? I got a video game to get back to. Yes, I do like video games, but I understood the reason why I gamed so much back then. It was an escape from all the hurt I was dealing with, the loneliness. That was the only thing I knew, because I believed I couldn't do anything else. But now I have a good balance of gaming and life. Yeah, whatever. You have to let this anger go. You have to let go of all of the grudges you have. I know you are upset of yourself for not having it all together by a certain age. But that's just society's expectations. An expectation that is messed up. You don't have to have it all figured out by the age of 21. If I did what I've done back then, I wouldn't be in such a bad position. I feel like I failed when I didn't have certain things at a certain age. Things I didn't learn when I was younger, and it upsets me. Then I forgot a lot of this stuff while I got older, and I don't know if I can get the information back. I see. But you are still alive. You are still breathing. And you have time to relearn and learn new things. For a long time, I felt like no one loved me. No one liked me. Ever since those times in middle school and high school, I wasn't popular or normal like everyone else. I just felt so useless. I feel so useless right now, being a late bloomer. I just want my family to be proud of me as well. I wanted to prove to everyone I'm self-sufficient, that I am a man. The past is the past, and you have improved since then. You have done great things over the years, and the family does love you. And your friends love you too. Your father is proud of you. You have the power to make the changes. I know it's hard now, but it will get better. Better? Do you not see the state of this society right now? Everything that's good is evil, and everything that's evil is now good. Folks are not the same. People are meaner than they were back then. They lack empathy. Folks out here want to get you. This country despises black men. American culture is trash. I feel like there's no hope. But I'm just scared of the future. There is hope. You used to be heavy in Christianity. Go back to God. Do you realize over the years you stopped praying? You stopped reading the Bible. Listen, you have to get back to doing that and recognize the blessings that you have. You are still alive. You have an amazing voice. You are creative. You're good with Photoshop. You're good at video games and etc. You can change for the better. But it all starts with your mind. There's pain that is still bothering me now. The pain from the loss of my grandmother and mother 3 years ago. I wish things could have been different back then. For the better. I miss them. I know. They will be missed. We cannot change the past. But we can change the things in our present to have a better future. And they will always be alive by spirit. They may be gone physically, but spiritually they are still here. Listen, you are so much more than what you think you are. You are an amazing person, and you will achieve great things. God knows your heart. It's time to say a prayer. Heavenly Father, this is my prayer. I pray that you heal these wounds that I have. Give me the strength. Give me the power to move forward, to keep going, and overcome all obstacles. Guide me down the right path. Forgive me for my sins. Forgive me for walking away from you, Lord. I pray things get better, Lord. I pray for your protection. Mother, grandmother, watch over me. Protect me. Guide me. Mother, grandmother, I miss y'all. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. What is good? This is Renegade X. Back at it with another episode of the Mind of a Renegade. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about healing from past wounds. Now, one of the reasons why I wanted to talk about this is because there is a spoiler in the God of War free God of War Ragnarok free DLC that released. So I'm going to count down from 5 seconds for anyone that didn't see it. May not want to listen to this. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now for those that have played the DLC, there is a scene in there to where current Kratos confronts his old self. His old self is sitting on the throne, and throughout the whole cutscene, he doesn't say anything. But current Kratos was speaking to him. He was looking at his past self, a man who sought revenge because he was tricked into killing his own family by the gods he had worshipped. The pain caused him to be filled with anger, rage, sadness, and etc. During his journey to get revenge, he had harmed those that didn't deserve it. After God of War 3, he's been trying to get away from his past self, but eventually his past kept haunting him. Eventually, he had to confront his past self and accept what has happened, and had to heal from the wounds. People in their lives go through things, traumas, which change the way they view the world, wounds from the past that may have not healed properly. People out here who are holding on to grudges, anger, and etc. still anchored to a certain point in time of their lives. If certain words or certain events that are similar to what that person went through in the past, it will trigger them. There are those who are holding on to the anger, and they didn't get the help they needed to heal from the wounds, and they bottled up the pain for so long, and it may explode. They will do harm to those that didn't deserve it, and definitely harm to themselves. Which is why mental health and self-healing, self-love is a very important thing. I want to give advice to those who are struggling with trauma, wounds they have not healed from. First thing on the list is meditate. Yes, meditate. Do it at least 5 to 15 minutes at least twice a day. Listen to positive affirmations. Listen to them as frequently as you can. Listen to them when you wake up in the morning. Listen to them when you're asleep. Talk to someone you know. Friend, family member. Practice self-love. Don't beat yourself up if you make mistakes. You are only human. As long as you learn from the mistakes and better yourself. Control your breathing. Calm yourself. Inhale through your nose and hold your breath for a good 2 to 4 seconds. Then exhale through your mouth. Therapy. There's apps where you can do it online, or you can physically go to one. There is one app I've heard is called BetterHelp. basically try to find a therapist that fits you. And if you find a therapist that you think, you know, you don't connect with that therapist, you can keep changing them for free until you find one that fits you. If you are a Christian, like me, pray to God. Read the Bible. That is my list. I hate how out of work this country is right now. We are gonna have to do the best we can to fight through it until something changes. The negativity, the chaos in the society has been getting to people, including myself. I'm just tired of it. I want things to go back to what it used to be. The good things, where people had more empathy, were kinder, understanding. Everything was so joyous. And to see the whole society decline is just sad. But that is all I gotta say for this podcast episode. I hope you guys enjoyed the skit, because I did pour my heart out. I really do. God bless you to whoever's listening. I pray things get better for you. Thank you for listening, and I'll see y'all next time.